You're listening to the Yes, I'm Still Sober podcast with John Rabin. Hello once again to the Yes, I'm Still Sober podcast. I'm John Rabin, and this is episode 59, August 7th, 2019. Hello. How are you doing? You staying indoors? Staying cool? Are you applying sunblock? Maybe? Holy shit. It is hot. It is hot here in Austin, Texas. We had kind of a mild July, to be honest. And I think we're payback's a bitch. Because we're really into some shit, you know, for some shit the next couple of weeks. With the heat. And I think that I'm not saying that the heat is the cause of a lot of turmoil happening in the world, but I think that it doesn't help. I think that it ratchets up the mania and the anger. I think that I really think that it's easier for people to lose their minds over little things or big things. I don't just mean like shootings and all that kind of shit. I just mean just anything, just, you know, road rage, just tolerance levels for other people and patience. And I think that we need to definitely be on our guard more this month and maybe at the beginning of next month, because it's just you can feel it. In addition to the heat, you can just feel this tension in the air, and I think we all just need to make sure that we're remembering to breathe, assholes. Just remember to breathe and just kind of like, all right, maybe back off a little bit on things. You don't have to stand your ground so firmly. Just realize, have a little extra give than you normally would with the heat being the way it is. I just think be wary of other people would probably be a good idea. This thing that happened, I was watching doing my YouTube rabbit hole thing that we all do. I was watching this video, and it was a compilation of, like, you know, great acting compilation is what it is. It's basically just different scenes from different movies, key scenes and stuff. And it's just something I was killing time watching. And YouTube is doing more and more just spontaneous ads in the middle of videos that are lengthy. And this video is about 10 minutes long. So somewhere about two-thirds of the way through the video, right smack in the middle of this scene, and the scene was the key scene in the movie Sophie's Choice. So it's the scene involving her kids, her, and Nazis. And it's a powerful scene. And right smack in the middle of it, right in the middle of, you know, Meryl Streep is crying and Nazis are being Nazis and children are upset, it cuts to, it's Crab Fest down at Red Lobster. And I tell you that is the best example of our society and culture today. It's a perfect example of who we are as a whole right there. This timing was unbelievable. I could not believe it. Crab legs are back. It was unbelievable. So, the last week I talked about how, you know, changes were happening And little did I know that they really were, because my my roommate, who's been living with me for, I don't know, 3 years, almost 3 years, a while, is moving out this week, which means I am going to, I'm looking for a new roommate. And, you know, I know I just posted an ad on Facebook initially. I haven't turned to Craigslist yet. You know, I'm not ready to open that doorway just yet. I kind of would like, hopefully, a friend of a friend would be nice. And I'm looking for a roommate who is probably not a psychopath. And that is key. And I, by the way, heavily emphasizing the word probably. And the reason that I do that is because anybody who thinks they're definitely not a psychopath, anybody who is sure they're not insane, probably is insane, or is way too well adjusted to be around me. It's going to make me feel bad about myself. No, I want a functional mess like everybody else. But I like the idea of probably. I'm probably not crazy. Like, I like that. Because it's kind of, you know, I'm fairly positive I'm not a psychopath. That's kind of what I'm looking for. That's probably what I'm going to title this episode. The title of this episode could have been Crab Fest and Sophie's Choice. That's a pretty good title. But no, I'm looking for a roommate that's probably not a psychopath. And if anybody's listening to this, what am I looking for? Basically, the whole idea is that I have a large one-bedroom apartment that the dining room has been converted into a bedroom, where it's got like IKEA shelves, like really tall IKEA shelves that's almost like a wall, and then there's a doorway, so you've got your own room. With a ceiling fan that's been normally in the master bedroom's actually in there, and only $600 a month, and that's all bills paid. That's Google Fiber Internet, that's electricity and water and all that. It's like, wow, I'm in a great location. Very close to, you know, access to the bus, to take the bus to campus or to downtown if you don't drive, but lots of parking here if you do drive. And the reason why it's that affordable here in Austin is because it is a smaller room, but it's still pretty big, you know, from what it sounds like a dining room. No, it's actually pretty nice size. And the stipulation being that you have to be tolerant of my invasive cat, that if you've been following the podcast, you're familiar with her. So you got to be cat friendly. But unfortunately, she is not pet friendly. She does not like other cats and dogs. So unfortunately, you would not need, you know. So if you don't have a pet and you don't mind slightly obese cat all up in your shit, that's, you know. And if you know somebody, you know, the email here is still soberpod@gmail, or my personal email is smokepuppet@gmail. You can just contact me if you or someone you know is interested, you know, send them that kind of information. So that's a thing. That's kind of a big thing. That's been on my mind most, you know, this whole week, actually, because I've been in a spot where everything's been fine. I've been okay financially, to where I've saved the money to where I got that scooter that I talked about last week. It's the Rough House Sport. Still love it. But when you get used to not having to worry about your finances, when you really don't budget because you don't have to. I mean, you don't spend a bunch of shit, but you're just like, you know, it's not something that weighs on your mind. So when you go from that to, oh shit, now I actually have to think about it, it tends to generate some anxiety. You know, a little bit of worry over money, which, you know, I know most of you listening to this are like, yeah, join the fucking club, pal. Oh, no, you're worried about money? Welcome to the world. Yeah, I get it. No, I get it. But I had simplified my life so that I wouldn't worry about money. But the problem with that is I'm so used to not worrying about it or thinking about it that when I have to start thinking about it, all of a sudden, it just kind of hits you. And it's like, oh, fuck. The anxiety is back. What do I do? And, yeah, so, and of course, now you're starting to think about it, me, because since I'm, you know, how do you deal with anxiety like this, and how do you deal with the worry when you don't have something to alleviate it? You know, I don't have a prescription, I don't smoke weed, I don't drink anymore, you know, am I able to vape my way into relaxation? No, vaping is great. I'm a fan as I reach for my vape, but it's not the kind of thing, you know, the nicotine does not fix everything. So what have I been doing? Hang on, I need to move the fan towards me. You know, the thing about it is this. I realized that it's not so much, the anxiety is not so much. No, it's part of it is fear of not having money to be able to do things. Because I'm immediately thinking worst case scenario that I'll never get a roommate. Nobody will ever move in, which is not true, because $600 a month to live in this area, somebody's going to bite on that shit. Like, it's going to, you know, I'm going to have somebody move in at some point. So, you know, I really need to settle the fuck down about that. But I really think what it is, a lot of it is the concern about the fact that things are changing. And it all goes back to, you know, fighting change and control issues that I bring up over and over, that is what I deal with. And I mean, that's really the only thing that really derails me in my day to day, which is anytime something challenges my desire to just drift along in my routine and doing what I expect to do, and that, oh no, something's going to be different, that it just, like, you know, the brain overthinks and everything's just like, oh shit, here we go, nothing's ever going to be the same. And it's fine. Like, what am I really scared about? Because I've lost everything twice. Like, I've had the worst that could happen to me already. For the most part, you know, I say that, okay, fair enough, there are some way worse shit that could happen to me, but I've already gone through hard shit. I've already done things to myself that, you know, that I've already just bottomed out a couple of times, and it's, you know, so this little thing of having to adjust and do, you know, put forth an effort and having to actually selection process and get with, you know, talk to people. Oh no, maybe that's the big fear. Now I got to talk to people. Oh my God, I have to talk to somebody I don't know. Shit. Like, I can see that. Maybe that's a little bit of it, but I doubt it. I don't know. Nah, it's just the change, man. It's and also what was weird was it's like the anxiety and the worry hit at night. It's like right before going to sleep is really when it peaked for me. It was really bugging me last night in particular. And I was just kind of sitting there going, fuck. You know, because my girlfriend was talking about, hey, let's do, what do you think about doing this next month? Like, you know, an extracurricular activity, having fun. And I was too busy looking at the price of how much fun was going to cost. You know, like imagining that I'm completely broke and can't afford to have fun. So it was stressing me out. We didn't even decide to do that thing. It was the thing that she was looking at. Like, hey, this might be fun. Oh, God, I can't do that. That's cost money. Like, what other kind of fun are you going to have that's zero money? Like, how much fun could it be if it costs nothing? But it was all automatically kind of a freak out. I was just kind of sitting there going, God, what am I going to do? What do you mean, what are you going to do? That's right, Kitty. What am I going to do? It's like, what do you mean, what are you going to do? You're going to take care of the issue. Roommate moves out, you're going to get a new roommate. What do you mean, what are you going to do? You lose your job, you go find another job. It's you know, once you just kind of calm down, you're like, well, you just deal with what's in front of you, and that's all you do. And it's also kind of fascinating about how that, like you feel a certain way or you think a certain way and you can't get out of it right away. Like, even if you're aware that you might be overreacting, even being aware of it, I mean, that does help, but you're still kind of there. And somehow you kind of feel like that this is going to be your mindset for the rest of your life. You're kind of freaking out because you're like, oh my God, you know, I'm really worried way in advance. Like, you're going to be worried until it's all over with. Like, it's weird how that works, about how you're just kind of your mindset when you freak out. And then really all I had to do was just kind of breathe and relax a little bit. And then I went to sleep. And then I woke up this morning and I was fine. I woke up this morning and I went and got coffee. Like, I started my day and like, well, let's figure out what we're going to talk about on the podcast. Let's get this. Let me work and get my ad together and, you know, take care of my business. And that's what I did. And it also helps to have a very supportive girlfriend who wrote an ad for me, even though I was like, no, you know what? I got it. Thanks. She's like, are you sure? Because I know how you like to represent yourself. And I know how you get all, and, you know, where I'm just all about, and like, I'm like, yeah, it's real chill to live with me. By the way, don't bring fucking drugs in here. Like, it's just, I'm not what you call a good salesperson. I don't have the energy to spin shit. in a positive light very well. I feel like being real. That's not how you sell things. You're gonna sell people on something if you're, you know, it's like, hi, how you doing, heroin addict, nice to meet you, also my name is John. Like, it doesn't, I'm not good at the selling. But I was like, no, babe, I got this. I was like, oh, you know, I know how to sell. Like, I can turn it off and you know, be diplomatic. And then she goes, well, I wrote this anyway, and she sent it to me, and it's fucking amazing. It's like, wow, I didn't even think to mention the parking or anything else. So yeah, so thanks, babe, for doing that, because I would have been fine, but way better. See, it pays to accept help from those who care, or fuck it, from those who don't care. It pays to accept other people's help, you know, maybe not all the time, but yeah, for me it does. I just, but that was the thing I just can't, I can't wrap my head around that one concept. The fact that you can get in a situation where you're fucked up in your brain. You know, your thoughts are going too much. You've got yourself in this kind of cycle where you're beating yourself up over a future over a potential future, and you're making it way worse than the real future is going to be, but you're worried about it. And it's just, it's weird to me how you can be in that mode for a period of time, and then later when you've calmed down, or you've distracted yourself, or you got a good night's sleep, in my case, everything's fine, and you look back on it and you're like, wow, what's going on with me? I'm gonna be all right. Why did I freak out like that? And you're like, note to self, everything's gonna be fine. Remember this, don't freak out like that again. It's gonna be all right. And then what happens? I'm gonna freak out again. I'm a human being. It's gonna happen. I'm not gonna remember this. I barely remember my podcasts, what I say anyway. So how am I gonna fucking remember to tell myself to not forget that, you know, don't be a dumbass. It's gonna be fine. Quit fucking with yourself. Like, it's it's like, don't forget. I'll forget. Oh, I'll forget. Anyway, so thank you guys. I needed to let you guys know something that happened today. I talked to an old friend of mine who just a couple of weeks ago got off of probation. And he was on felony probation for about 10 years. And please ignore the cat running around the background. I don't know what the fuck she's doing. Anyway, my friend got off probation a couple weeks ago. He had a bad heroin problem, just like me. You know, same kind of destructive behavior. And you know, and he, so we were talking about it, and I asked him how he's doing. He's doing really well. And you know, he's like, you know, I've smoked weed a couple times, but because he's not he's, you know, he can drink a little bit here and there, and he's fine. He's not like me. In that aspect, but he was still kind of worried about, without any kind of monitoring, now that it's all said and done, he doesn't have to answer to anybody, which is a great feeling, by the way, but also the fear of, am I going to revert back to who I was now that nobody's watching? And you know what? So far, so good, he says. And he sounds great. And the thing about it is that we kind of talked about it. And it's interesting because, you know, it's been, you know, something like seven years or something like that, 7+ years of any kind of that kind of crazy behavior. And I don't remember how many years actually, but let's go with about 7. So, but you know, you live a certain way for so long that, you know, you develop the new patterns of behavior and everything. And you know, I don't think this even has to do just with sobriety, but I mean, just with life change and, you know, beginning a new phase in your life or whatever, and you start doing new habits. And you start being a certain way. At some point, it's actually harder. It actually requires more effort to revert back at some point. At least I felt that way, and he agreed. He felt the same way. He's like, you know what? Like, he goes, like, I had friends come in, and we went out, and they wanted to hang out and party and stuff, and I'm like, you know, I'm gonna go home. They're like, you don't have, you know, because you don't have to work tomorrow. And he goes, I don't care. I'm like, nah, I'm going to go home. And it's just one of those things that you're just used to. You've developed your new patterns of who you are now. And it's good. You know, it's like, you know what? This is who I am. This is my comfort zone now. And I think that's a big part of change is developing. Once you get used to your new patterns and your new healthy, not necessarily healthy, but not self-destructive, at least, lifestyle and patterns of living. Once you get so used to it, like that's who you are now, that it actually requires more effort to veer from who you are in the present to revert back. Now, granted, all it takes is just one mistake and it can just fucking take you right back down. But it's like stay in the course, man. You're staying in your comfort zone, staying in the pocket where you are, what you're used to. You're like, this is the trajectory I'm on. I'm staying there. No, that's cool. No, I get it. I realize that's an option. I can totally go that way. Thanks for thinking of me. I don't think so. I'm going this direction. And it's just, I don't know, it was good to hear. And I hope that's somewhat encouraging to any of you out there trying to stay sober. I hope you stay sober. If you're not sober, I hope you stay sane. And thanks for joining me again this week. This has been Yes, I'm Still Sober. I'm John Rabin. We'll see you next time. Later. Let's ride.